Presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are based upon the action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement which is delivered to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Jim Bradley decided to take a vacation after capturing the pirate gang of the Java Seas. So with his two confederates in the venture, Shanghai Lil and the faithful servant Kolu, Jim plunged deep into the Malay jungle on a tiger hunt. Considerable mystery has surrounded the whole enterprise because for some time they have seen a native's footprints around the camp. It seems to be a crippled native with only three toes, and it was whispered through the camp that their marauder was a bad spirit haunting the jungle. Jim Bradley discounted most of this talk and proceeded on the tiger hunt. Then everything happened at once. The strange tracks appeared again. The camp native deserted, and Jim and Lil in a bamboo tree platform by the waterhole shot a giant tiger. Lil shot first, wounding and infuriating the beast. Whirling and leaping into the air, the animal caught one end of the bamboo platform and it crashed to earth. Lil, injured by the fall, lay inert in the very path of the giant tiger as the jungle beast sprang toward them. Jim shot the animal just as it crouched to spring, and it fell dead just short of Lil's silent form.
Here, a little more water. Canteen, Kolo. Let her head fall back. Slip that log there under her feet. That's it. That's better.
Missy Lil open eyes now, maybe.
Oh, she'll be okay. Pour a little water in this handkerchief. Yeah, that's enough. Her eyelids are fluttering. She just fainted, all right. You might rub her wrist a little, Kolo.
Kolo give good rub. Make blood go.
Lil. Hello, Lil.
She hit one Jim in dream.
And she'll be all right. Didn't break any bones in the fall from the treehouse.
Kolo very sorry treehouse fall. Kolo build good, solid.
Forget it, Kolo. When that tiger leaped, he would have torn down a platform, bolted and nailed.
Where? What? Oh, Jim, but...
It's okay, Lil. Take it easy now. You're all right.
Where? Oh, yes, the tiger.
Are you hurt, Lil?
Am I hurt?
We can carry Missy Lil to camp. Kolo go see. Maybe natives all back now. Help Kolo.
I'm all right. I can... Oh, I'm so dizzy.
There, lie still, Lil. Here, let your feet down a little.
Oh.
There, that's better.
Maybe natives come back for food.
You'd better see, Kolo. And bring a pole for the tiger and a hammock for Lil. And don't lose any time.
Kolo hurry, Swan.
Jim.
You just lie still there now, Lil.
We got the tiger. We got him, didn't we?
Got him? How could we help it? You shot him.
You know, I dreamed I missed him. I thought I shot, but after I fired him, oh, it's all like a nightmare. I dreamed he leaped right for me, and I couldn't get away. I was paralyzed or something.
Paralyzed? Here, lift your arm. That's it. Does it hurt?
No.
All right, now the other one. Now higher. Hurt?
No. Why?
All right, move your feet around now. Oh, they're okay. You're not paralyzed.
No.
Now, wait. There. Turn over. Easy now. Is it pain or ache anywhere? Do you feel numb anywhere?
No. Just weak. Awfully weak.
You're all right, then.
I just dreamed I couldn't move, and the tiger jumped right at me.
It wasn't a dream, Lil. If this automatic hadn't barked when it did, and I'm afraid
The tiger did jump for me? Oh, it looked 20 feet long.
It was a big fellow. A foot longer than any I've ever seen.
And you? Oh, Jim, you saved my life.
It was luck, Lil. I caught him just before the spring, and he fell short.
Oh.
A second later, dead or alive, he would have smashed you when he landed on you.
Jim, I guess I'm a sissy.
Sissy? We all came down together, didn't we? When a treehouse collapsed.
But I fainted.
And that's what saved your life. You didn't move and he didn't see you. Until I had time to pull the gun and I got him.
Come on, forward. Hammock, over here.
Well, I see you got the natives all right. Where were they?
Back in camp. Natives not afraid now, Tuan Jim.
Toss up that tiger, boys. Cole and I will see what I can do with this hammock for the lady.
Oh, really, Jim? I can walk.
Don't try it, Lil.
Oh, but I feel so like...
Take it easy now. Take it easy. You don't realize how weak you are.
Tuan Jim, come see here.
What's the matter, a snake?
Oh, where is it?
No snake, Missy Lil. Tuan Jim maybe tell you. Come.
Well, don't tell me he isn't dead.
Look. see tiger paw.
That's funny. Deformed. And this paw might have been crushed. Oh, the claw, they're all torn off. Strange. Just three pads.
One, Jim, remember, track we see through camp down here by waterhole.
The crippled native.
Yeah, this makes strange track like man.
The paw. Well, Lil, can you beat that?
What is it?
Why, Kolo just solved the mystery of the three-toed footprint. It's the old tiger himself.
Well, you don't think the tiger ran off with the ammunition, do you?
No, when our camp was looted. This old tiger may have been around, but the ammunition, I don't know. It could be a coincidence, but I'm not sure. Those native tracks were made by this paw, all right, though. Well, look at that. It might almost look like the bottom of a human foot.
With only three toes.
Well, am I ashamed of myself. Here, boys. The tiger is tied. Here, slip your pole right through here, and you two take this on to camp. And you two, run your pole through the rings in this hammock.
Keep tiger, Twan.
Yep, nearly 12 foot long.
I said he was a giant.
Yeah, with a crippled paw. Don't ever tell anyone, Lil. We'd never live it down.
One Jim, Miss Lil, ready to go now.
All right. You go ahead with the tiger. We'll follow.
All right, Twan.
Ready, Lil?
Yeah.
Just lift yourself now. Mm. That's it. Kolo, we slip the hammock under now. There. That's got it. That's easy, boy. A little more now. Very good. How's that, Lil?
Perfect.
Here. Rest of the canteen's there at your feet. That's it. Everything okay, Kolo?
Yes, it's one.
Well, we bagged the tiger, solved the mystery, and you ride home and stay. Boy, I call that service.
In spite of everything, this is more fun than a manhunt, isn't it, Jim?
Don't worry, Lil. We're through with adventures.
Jungle Jim through with adventures? Impossible. It's in his blood. It's his life. Watch what happens when a new safari led by a white man, a Major Breeze, arrives in Jungle Jim's camp. Lil is relaxing in her tent when...
All comfortable?
Perfect.
A couple of hours, Bill. You'll be okay again. It's just shot.
I'm going to have some more rifle practice. If my first shot had gotten him, it would have saved all this.
No rifle practice here, lady. I just checked up. We have less than 30 shells apiece. Maybe we can trade the tiger to the native chief for our ammunition.
You think he has it? Would he dare steal it?
He's a sly old devil.
What if he refuses?
We get out of here as quickly as we can. 30 shells, even if everyone counted, wouldn't mean much if he wanted to start trouble.
Yes. Kolo come tell Twan. White man come from jungle. Ask see Twan Jim Bradley.
White man? Is he alone?
No, he have safari.
Is anybody we know?
Kolo never see him before. Kolo think Twan not know him.
What does he want?
Man not say.
Maybe he's out hunting tiger like we are.
It's possible he might know something about our ammunition. I'd be as quick to accuse a white man as a native of a trick like that.
Is he, how is he dressed, Kolo? Does he look all right?
Kolo think white man look all right. Maybe American.
Well, show him in. Let's find out what he has in mind.
Kolo tell him come in now.
That's right.
You know, Kolo's a pretty good judge of character.
Yeah. Oh, well, I suppose he's tiger hunting like we are and decided he could get some suggestions and some good ones as to where to find the critters.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's it. I was just thinking of something else.
Come this way here.
How do you do?
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Bradley? I had a tough time finding you. I'm Major Breeze of the Intelligence Division of the United States Army.
I'm very happy to meet you. Mr. Breeze, this is Major Breeze.
How do you do?
Mr. Breeze, I'm very happy to make your acquaintance.
This is rather an odd place for a couple Americans to get acquainted.
Well, I've traveled a long way for that express purpose.
Oh, we're not far up the river. It just seemed like a long way up from the seaport.
I've come further than that.
Singapore?
America. Washington, D.C.
You came that far to go on a tiger hunt?
No. To find Jim Bradley.
Well, now, that's pretty flattering. Why were you looking for me?
Mr. Rill would excuse us, could we talk alone?
Alone? Why, yes, I guess so. You don't mind, Mr. Rill?
Not at all.
Okay. Come over to my tent, Major. We'll have complete privacy. Kolo. Yes. Arrange for the Major's boys to have a place to sleep tonight.
Yes, it's one.
Oh, thank you.
Now, Major, my tent is right over there.
Thank you. I'm glad to have met you, Mr. Brill.
Thanks, Major.
I'll be right over there, Major.
All right.
Well, what do you think of him, Lil?
He's not here to hunt tigers.
Oh, no?
He's here for just one reason.
You don't think he stole the ammunition?
Hardly. Jim, that man is here to offer you a new assignment.
A new job? Well, he ought to know better than that. He swore off. Well, at least you and I both swore off this manhunting business. These petty wars, these smugglers and pirates.
But wait till he starts telling you of the mystery that they have to solve.
The intelligence division. You don't think he'll ask us to? I don't think I'd be interested in being a spy.
I thought you swore off, Jim.
I did.
And here you are weakening before he even asked you.
Well, I haven't accepted yet, have I? Of course, it might be interesting.
Oh, Jim, let's enjoy life. You have enough money. Why take the risk? Why expose yourself to the danger? Let's live.
It's funny, Lil, but that's living to me.
One slip and it's all over. One brain trying to outwit dozens of others.
I know.
There's so many other things to do. We can tour the world. We can go live in America, any place. You can retire, Jim.
I guess I'd better talk to him.
But you won't accept?
It might not be dangerous.
Oh, then you wouldn't waste your time on it.
No, I guess not.
Promise me you won't accept.
I'll promise you this, Lil. I won't accept unless you want me to.
Well, then go tell him you're not interested. Because regardless of what it is or how you do it or where, I won't accept. And that's final. So it lets you out.
Well, I guess I'd better talk to him anyway. Major Breeze of the Intelligence Division, U.S. Army. I wonder what he could want of Jungle Jim.
Shanghai Lil seems determined to keep Jungle Jim from plunging into another exciting adventure. But when she learns from Major Breeze how dangerous this one he is representing will be, her determination will be greatly intensified. So what will Jungle Jim do when he is offered the most dramatic, the most exciting adventure that any American ever walked into? Follow the adventures of Jungle Jim on the air and in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the great comic supplement which comes to you each week as a part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The Comic Weekly is the world's largest comic supplement, containing the best comic and adventure stories depicted each week in full-action color pictures. Follow your comic favorites, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, the Katzenjammer Kid, the Little King, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. All these and many other of your favorite character comics are to be found in full color in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.